Okay, so we're dealing with the sugya of the Tochen. I'm trying to understand Rashi's shita, which seems to be a very high level demand on the Hamoin Am, while Rashi explains this very high pinnacle level of the Tochen, it's chat in the pocket. We said it's the kind of a betochen that the door before Mashiach is going to need, the door of Golus, talking to the generations of Golus. And the Yesodia is that you don't have to understand what's going on in Shemayim. Rashi is borrowed a Kimesh Shemayim vs. Aretz, and then it explains the whole workings of Aretz, but doesn't say anything about Shemayim. Because you don't have to understand what's going on in Shemayim. Don't ask questions, but do what you're told and get on with the job. That's putting very roughly what we said yesterday. I don't mean roughly not accurate, I mean roughly as in crudely what we said yesterday. And we said that unless a person does some serious cheshbon ha-nefesh, he might think that he's doing everything he's supposed to be doing, and everything, I don't understand what does he want from me. I did everything. You know, I don't know what Dad's upset with me. I did everything. If you start doing cheshbon ha-nefesh, you start realizing, hold on a second, there's probably quite a lot of chiyuvim that I haven't paid yet, yeah? I think that's where we got up to. Especially if you take into account how much Hashem gives it. If we understand how much we're getting, and he starts understanding how much chesed Hashem does to him, he gives him life and health and panosa, and besides the fact that we don't exactly behave the way we're supposed to, and that we are quite overdrawn. Okay. Kuf peidar, kesharim chayre lo cheshbon nefesh. When a person doesn't have cheshbon nefesh, hu shokeya b'kishloines ruchnim mibli ledaat okach. He's tripping us in spiritual pitfalls all the time without realizing it. He's like a businessman who's drowning in debt. He doesn't know how to get out of it. What's the reason? He doesn't have an accountant. He doesn't have his books are not in order. He doesn't have Microsoft Accounting One. Now we can understand. If a person doesn't even understand his own cheshbonos, yeah? How are we going to understand the cheshbonos from everybody else? We don't even understand our own cheshbon. We don't even have our own basic, you know, credit and debit things sorted out with Hashem. How are we going to understand Hashem's cheshbonos to the rest of the world? When there are gzeiras on us and other things lo aleinu that Hashem conduct himself with us. Adam al madaim nahu. Someone into his 20s are now. He's a youngster. Megil shishi munechshav lezoket. From 60 he's already a zoket. The meshach abim shana bilvad whom he's boinan benas boinam. For 40 years he sort of, you know, thinks a little bit about the world. The person is basically from 20 to 60, okay, let's say 15 to 80 today. Yeah, let's stretch it a bit, yeah? Give him 120 years. You want 120 years, you've got 120 years, yeah? So you're going to understand Hashem, how long has Hashem been around? But Hashem makes decisions, he's made decisions based on what time frame? Hashem's eternal, and we are looking at the world through a little peephole. And what are you going to understand? And this is Poshut then borrow, yeah? The only reason we say it is because the Sidra Rahim says you have to keep saying things that everybody knows. The marshal, my son, I'm Shinikla La Ariachas. The man, he comes to a town. The Shabbos Kodesh, by the way, from the Drash Shil Ariach. So he goes to Davin on Shabbos with the local synagogue. He sees the Gabbai handing out aliyahs, and this doesn't make any sense what the guy's doing. He doesn't seem to be giving out the aliyahs yet properly, yeah? He doesn't understand what's going on. For the first aliyah, he gives some young avrech. Then the rabbi only gives the third aliyah. יש אנשים שלא זוכו קרוב עליה למרות שאף על פי מלא מהם היו מכובדים בכל שלטאו. This is very harsh for people as long as they're not even getting any aliyahs.
numas so anashi ma yesh vi befek de beter mit rush nikra ich will balier you see some dark thing at the back and I'm very important getting the lias they confused hadaba ayre is pilyoso his curiosity is aroused lachat tfile hu nigash legabai vesholoto of the damigash legabai says האם אין לכם סיידה היגייני יויסה מחלוק את הליאס לטוירה? You don't have to react together, yeah. The way you're ending on a liaz is not the law בסדר. תשב לא גבל. אתה עורך כאן. You visited, yeah? And when did you know when you're lost? It's your first time, yeah. זה השבס הראשון שלך בבית מדרשנו. It's your first שבס. ולכן אין לך שער בחצי צריך על ברך הגוימו. The first guy that got Nalia, he needs to know, he needs to bench a goymo. The plenty is a simcha the baiso. The other plenty is what is there a baby. Lache yesh tipa cheres la lielu mazoi. This guy had another reason why I had to get an aliyah, yeah? Chashuba akal oile le teire gam heim le iti mezumonos. Chashuba akal, he got an aliyah last week. He's going to get an aliyah next week. The cold prep is cheshbon. Each guy that got an aliyah, he's got an aliyah is a cheshbon. Yesh bebeis a midrash pinkas mesuda. In the base midrash there's a little notebook. Where you order that? Who got his last aliyah? When and how? And whatever. You go to the gabbai where Adam and he'll tell you when you got your last aliyah. He'll tell you how, you know. The joke. That's exactly. This one's a visitor. This one's a visitor. Everybody gets. Everyone's cash on the marshal. He should have got an aliyah. He's a visitor, right? Give him a visitor an aliyah. Give Hagba at least. יש פינקוס מסודר שבו מציינים מועידי העלייה לתאיר של כל המתפלו וכך ידעני למי לקרוא בפה שבת ושבת I don't know what's going on I've got my little book I don't know what everybody's got to get הנמשל ברו anybody have a problem with the נמשל yet? אדם המגיע לעולם הזה לזמן קצר הוא בבחין את הורך מלבד who's going to be a woman of visitor, right? you spend a few shabbos man, you're going home but the cause ברוך הוא is the whole time בבית זמן זאת צער, זה אין דרך שלו יותר להבין חשבוי נשמיים, in a short time here we can't understand everything. מה יעשי בשפלויני עוני ועמוני אושי? מה זה כפור עד כאז ריש? מדוע יש חיילים, אנושים לא עלינו למוסום החיילים בריא ממושורים? He's poor, he's rich, he's sick, he's well, all the חשבוי נס, yeah? One day you're this, tomorrow you're that. אולם למה זה לכל יש חשבוי? Yeah. We have to understand it intellectually, even though it doesn't change your emotions right away, that of course Bolt has probably got this all worked out, right? Anybody doubt that intellectually? I'm not talking about emotion. Intellectually, anybody doubt that? The first Anim Amin? I mean, intellectually, we all believe the first Malom Amin. Seichel, right? Yeah. I need to know what I'm dealing with here, really. Good, Baruch Hashem. B'shamayim yesh kiviyachol pinkas v'akol mitnehel lo al pi cheshbon medugdeket. There's a little notebook, kiviyachol Hashem, there's a little farm pilot, and it's just worth the answer to you. Yesh cheshbon shal poiket oven avay sabonim. There's a cheshbon of poiket oven avay sabonim. Sometimes the children have to sit up before the sins of the fathers. But when the Yechesh Baal is schoit and it's filling with brainers, begin to go say it. Then the people have got schusim from our boys that get matzil from things they shouldn't have got matzil from. It's that it's the same to move and oif cheshboinus to arrive. And honestly, there's an infinite bunch of cheshboinus that we don't even know how this whole system works. It's pretty complicated, yeah? Tomim tiye velo techok ra'ach ha'asidois, which is Rashi's pshat, in Tomim tiye m'shem elokechot, למעשה חקיר את הסידוס אין בכך לנוסח ועד המשל במיטיס going and looking to the future and what's going to be can never ever give a person tranquility it can't settle you שרי גם אם יבוא אליהו הנובי וידוע לו כי הסידו אין להשתנות ובסייפה שדוב הוא יוצא מניעיסה ויהפוך לא שגובו Even if Eliyahu and Novi will come and tell you, you know what, in 10 years' time you're going to win the lottery and you're going to be the richest man in the world. Yeah? You're going to be an Ani for the next 10 years, and then in 10 years' time you're going to become a millionaire, right? Lamarot calls us, this man, Tzah, Ein Halev Yechalach El Yedir Seilu. For the 10 years that he's going to be suffering, the fact that he's going to get it might help you a little bit, but he's still going to be living in poverty, it's still going to be terrible. It does help knowing you know, you anticipate the good that's coming for us. But it doesn't take away the sorrow, the pain, and the suffering. You tell a guy in jail, what are you worrying about? You know you're getting out in 10 years' time. What's the problem? You know you're getting out in 10 years' time, yeah? You don't need any other way to tell you. So, yeah? You can get out in 8 years for good conduct. So what are you worrying about? He's much better off than the guy who knows he's there for life. But not that much better off. So knowing the future don't help that much.
Who's better off, the guy who's in there for life or the guy who's no idea?
Awesome. Don't know. The Marat calls it Bizman Tzar during the suffering itself. Adam ain't a masuga li klayt matzavim acherim li ovad a matzav shebo hu sholo. Person can't absorb other situations other than the situation that he's in right now. The suffering that I'm having now, that's the suffering I have. Tomorrow it's going to be better. Yeah, in 120 years I'm going to be ganaden. What could be better than that? That's one of the memches morim, by the way, anticipating the future good. Good, but it doesn't take away the pain now. When your finger's stuck in the window, you're like, clack. You know that it's going to get out. But the pain now is pain. Doima dawa le tinek shenoilot. Similar to a little child that was just born. Berega later, poets a tinek chosa yeshe bebechi. The minute he's born, he starts yelping, screaming, yeah? Kedrochim shela tinekas anolodim. In the way that newborn children make a lot of noise, yeah? נדמה לרגע קד כי מדוב בתינוק שעושי לגורל וליועס ברבויס השונים רבי ישראל מה הכל מרד. This little baby that's yelping and screaming now is eventually become the חופץ חד. גורסי לגורל לאייר ישראלם וליועס בעל חופץ חיים. He's going to enlighten the whole world with his safe חופץ חיים. He's going to be the בעל החופץ חיים. The Mishnah Brura, עוד. האם בכך לא יכול להגיע את בכל? Tell this little baby, stop crying, you're going to be the Chofetz Chaim one day. What are you crying for? What are you screaming about? You're going to be the Chofetz Chaim. That helps? How does that help? That stops him crying? When your kid wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning screaming to our tenant, hey, you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva Ponovitch. What are you crying for? And he turns out and says, how do you know? If he says that to you, you've got a good chance he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva Ponovitch. No, but who told you? Bring a raya. When you'll explain to him how much he's going to achieve the world, but come here, you're going to tell him, you know what your Svarim are going to do? They're going to change the world. You know what you're going to do? Not going to change the Chofetz Chaim screaming now when he's 3 days old. Maybe he can't understand this. Cotton who michdai the cloth is pesha hamilin ves mashmoiso. He's too much of a baby to understand what's being said and how to understand what's being said. Ganim neatalo shelo yeh beis yehudi shelo tismeises bo tmonose b'chayde oichim b'matbeich ol ha-telefon hu lo yeroget b'kach. You're telling me not your picture's going to be in every taxi, on every wall, in every house, in every kitchen, on every front door, on every telephone, a picture of you everywhere. Not going to make any difference. What? The child that's crying now, you tell yourself, don't cry, I'll give you a toffee in a week. You want to get that child to stop crying, give it a toffee now. No one stops crying because now he's not in cry mode, he's in toffee mode. But you tell him, don't cry, I'll give you a toffee tomorrow. They keep crying. I don't know if you've ever tried it. They might stop crying for 30 seconds after they have the word toffee, but if they only get a toffee tomorrow, he screams even louder. Because now he's screaming for whatever he's screaming for, and he's screaming for the toffee. It gets worse. He's too small to understand this. We have to come and recognize once and for all that obviously in what we have responsibility for, we've got quite big minds. We're actually worse off than the Chofetz Chaim when he's 1 year old. The Chofetz Chaim was 1 year old and understood a lot more about the cheshbonus of this world than we understand about cheshbon shemayim today. וגם אם היו מגלים לנו יוסעות לקורי סימנו לא היה בכוחנו להסעיד את מכך. Even if they would show you the future, you wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't help you very much. And your life would probably become very boring. If you knew anything that was going to happen before it happened, Imagine how boring your life would be. I don't know if you're allowed to say what I'm going to say now, but it's always bothered me about Hashem. The overwhelming boredom of knowing everything and everything that's going to happen. No, I'm serious. I have a real problem with this. I don't know what to do with this. How did you, I mean, you can't ask the question because by him there isn't a thing called boredom. But in a world where you understand the question, kibiyachol, I'm not trying to say anything. But if you know everything that's going to happen, you know from now until the end of the day, what's going to happen in your life? You'd be bored to death. What keeps us going is we don't know what's going to happen. When you play Putman, you don't know if you're going to win or not, right? That's what makes it exciting. If you had the cheat code and every time you put in a 20 cents, you push the button, all the fuck things died, right? You'd stop playing. It's boring. You know you're going to win every game, so why play? You're only playing because there's the Swakers. Life's like that, no? If you had no Swakers, you knew everything that's going to be from now in your life. You'd go out of your mind. This knowledge is not going to give us the koyach to go right. The only tool we have to withstand the enormous challenges that we're going to be going through is to strengthen imunah in our hearts. Imunah tmima bli shaylot. We have to strengthen imunah pshuto without asking questions. Then you can ask questions. You can be curious. To kill your curiosity is suicide. You're allowed to be curious. You're trying to understand Hashem's ways. We have to. But fully understand that you may never understand it. And that we carry on even if you don't understand it. In other words, understanding what's going on is not a criteria for survival. The same way as understanding a person is not a criteria for love. You can love someone even if you don't understand them. Alright, you have a chiv and your wife and you'll never understand her. You'll never understand another human being. You can barely understand yourself. You have a chiv to love Hashem and you'll never understand him. That's possible. So the basis of understanding is not, I understand you, therefore I love you. It's even though I don't understand you, I love you. Do I still want to try and understand you? Of course I'm curious to understand everything about you. I'm fascinated by someone you love. You're not fascinated. You don't want to understand something about them. Of course I want to understand Cheshboin Hashemayim. But it doesn't change one thing that even if I don't understand it, I still go with it. That's the Nekudah here. And when the Tzvim is below Shemot, Rak hi b'keich el-esai l'ari l'ashlich yis yaveinu al Hashem l'ftoach bov shekom ad ovid rachmona l'tov ovid. It's only that gives a person the koyach that we can throw everything we have on Hashem, knowing that everything that comes from Hashem is good. Okay. The bottom of Kuf Pei Hei, Imuna Tzvim el-lo shelos. What does this thing Imuna without asking questions look like? Et hashkofes achayim beruach zu yinakosim beis hoira. This hashkofa I got was installed in me in the house of my parents. Hoira obres hashor anoira. My parents survived the Holocaust. V'lo not shuyes imunosom atzmima af l'riga. The imuna was not weakened one moment. Hayu elu chay imuna itanu v'Hashem yisbarach l'lo cheshbon v'li pitbuk lo. They lived with imunas Hashem through the entire Holocaust, mother in Auschwitz, hiding out, whatever, etc., etc., giving birth in Auschwitz without any, is what he's saying, pitbuk lo. Asep amat mi'amorei she'ovra aleinu. Heading towards the 3 weeks, we'll chazak a little bit these sugyas. Mitzayim l'chom ha'zoylam, we can stop him, by the way. You have the power to stop Tisha B'Av, you know that. You know this. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of certain happenings. We reverse those happenings, then the Beis Hamikdash gets rebuilt. Every generation, the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt, it's considered like we destroyed it. So we have the ability to be a chair. His name is Chomas Reilam Ashnir. Garnu of Presburg. We lived in Presburg before the Second World War. Aneh Bachua Mishpacha was the first born of the family. The latter teen, his name Elchaman, was born before the war. Hagermanim Kipshe is midin Sainu Bishnas 1940. The Germans came to Hungary in 1940. Vachlu Benishkua Charakovas Lauschwitz, and they started sending trains to Auschwitz. Hemsochne Gleile Bechekoslovakia, Betaim Kashim Beyoisad, Bishnas 1942. We continued to sort of wander around Czechoslovakia until 1942. Bishana Zu Nitlotnu Hungaria. We came to Hungary in 1942. בתקווה ששם ננצו מהגזירס הנוירס שניתנו על היהודים. ולאכזבנו בשנת 1944 כיבשו הצעירים גם את הונגריה. Sorry, Pittsburgh was in Czechoslovakia then. Czechoslovakia and Hungary were very, very often the same place or whatever. Pittsburgh was pretty part of Hungary when the Chazan said that's Hungarish Pittsburgh. But in Tamil War, it was very Czechoslovakia. I don't know, they split it up, but it's exactly history. So they fled to Hungary, and the Nazis came to Hungary right at the end of the war. במשך השנים הללו נולדו לי עוד שלושה אחים. In this period, I had three brothers born to me. Get the picture? Funny imagine what it's like living in Czechoslovakia and Hungary and German rule when they're sending trains to Auschwitz, okay, and you have three kids more. שכולם חיים ברוך השם, and all the laughs are ברוך השם. והם תלמידי חכמים מפלוגים. And they also happen to be very big תלמידי חכמים. והונגרים חיינו במסווה של גויים. We lived as goyim. We lived pretending to be goyim. That's how they survived. The Marot Kozois, ואחד מלילה שבת נתפסנו. One of the nights we got caught. One Friday night we got caught. וגמן מחשמוי מבינו יש... What's this? רובנו לאושוויץ. Sent the majority of the Auschwitz. אם הייתי אז בשלב מתקדם של פטיר לידת של אחותי. My mother's in the advanced stages of pregnancy. Kasher noshim hayu tmi v'shreili moise. When people used to be outraged and asked, Eich at mishtadelet v'zeiche v'hoi geladim? What do you make mishtadelet to have children? V'yorim kashim hayu in the middle of Auschwitz? Kemishpatchat mitzreitetzes m'machboi echad l'mishnei. When people are hiding out from one hole to the next hole, hiding out, running away. Kachborim like math. Hey, it's only Tommy with Mishpat Echad. She used to answer the one Mishpat. It was Zil's mother. Anachnu Yehudim. Jews. Vanachnu Chayvim Lasu, it says Hamutl Aleinu, Vahamitsuva Aleinu. We have to do what's incumbent upon us, what we're obligated to do. Vashem is Brach Yasa, Vashem is Brach Yasa, Vashem is to do what he wants to do. I do what I have to do, and he knows what he has to do. He's doing Auschwitz, he's doing Holocaust. His business. I don't know, I've got nothing to say about that. I'm a Shulchan Aruch. I keep Shulchan Aruch. Kach b'pasht ez hi chai ez haimuna atmir v'ashem izbarach gam v'itoy sori hi l'lo shayla shaylas v'lo daige ma yeh u ma yikorach. She lived a life like this without asking what's going to be, without any worries, with shalva. We're not asking any shalas without any worry what's going to be. Tranquil. He amshich laharchiv es gvulos hamishpocha. She continued to stretch the boundaries of the family. V'amram imi shitchir elay yachyomim toivim zatkeli rois es hayishua. She saw the Yeshua. He nits mimelet ase es haroshem mi'amachanois be'Auschwitz. She was redeemed. She was freed from Auschwitz. ולמבית הפלט דווקא העוף דשיץ במצ במיוחד בילדה שם את הקויסים דווקא שהיא was pregnant she gave birth in Auschwitz שם נספוסה שם אך לדוס היא זה אשר הצילה את אימי. It was דווקא her birth that saved her life. She was pregnant. No, Mengele was having a wonderful time doing some very, very cruel, terrible experiments on pregnant women, on births and whatever. So instead of being killed on the spot, which was what happened to everyone else that was on the train, she was schlepped off to the infirmary to give birth. So she gave birth, and straight after the birth, they took the baby away. She never saw the child again. The one nurse came up to her and said, you better get out of here fast, because if they come back, they're going to kill you on the spot. So she went and she hid away in one of the barracks. She had an auntie there, whatever, which hid away in one of the barracks, and she lived in Auschwitz. She never got a number. She lived there without... you know, that she was there until she was redeemed. Had she not been pregnant or whatever, she would have arrived off and actually been killed like everybody else. It was the only child that didn't survive the Holocaust. It was the only child that she gave birth to in the Holocaust that never survived. All the other children survived, even the ones born during the Holocaust. The sons, these three brothers. All.
Can I ask you a question as well? The tough one, the Buddha is very clear. And yet they were living as going for a while, so there's no contradiction there, obviously, but it's a very interesting thing nonetheless, because we could say, you know, the tough one is we'll continue with Torah mitzvah and get caught, and we'll just do our Torah mitzvah, and if we get caught as Jews,
that's not even in the Torah. That's stupidity. We have a chiyuv to do whatever we can to save our lives.
if naturally shtadlus is when someone's trying to kill you, hide away, then you hide away. We have to live like normal human beings. So you have to hide away. It's even mutter to eat treif. We have a mitzvah chayva here. That means even if it means eating chazer, to survive you have to eat chazer. Why don't you just say, listen, I don't eat chazer. I have a talk, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Yeah, that's only when it's not in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says to save your life to eat chazer. That's the next chapter. I keep coming back to this. Obviously, you're starting to get a sense of this. Then now you've got kashas. That's why the next chapter deals with tefillah and ishtadlus. Where does ishtadlus fit into this? I mean, that's really what you're asking.
Right, right.
Why did ishtadlus walk out and you see the word Gedolei Yisrael that did it?
Right.
Rabbi Akiva in his time, B'shai, so, yeah, okay, but those are exceptions, and that's why they're kashas on there. That's why they're kashas. They're kashas on there. Because what they're doing wasn't a normal v'chai behem. But we have to make normal ishtadlus to do whatever we can. And that's a simple answer to your question. But you're right, that paragraph, that chapter, after this chapter, tefillah and ishtadlus need to be understood. And you only have a kasha if you're starting to understand what we're saying properly. If you don't understand this, you have no kasha. But if you understand this and you don't have a kasha, it means you haven't understood it. You with me? If you don't have a kasha, then what I need ishtadlus for, you haven't understood the sugya. What I have to daven for? Why do I have to save someone who's drowning in the river? Why do I have to daven for someone to get well?
I'm not worried.
No, I'm not worrying. I'm arguing with the chef.
Right.
The Berkowitz once said to me, he said, every tefillah, you're arguing with the chef. Yeah. How can you argue with the chef? You don't have Pinkus. Show me your books and I'll tell you. I once went to see a guy in New York. He wants to know, Sunil, what's your expectation from me? How much do you want from me? So I said, look, I can tell you what I need because I know my books. But I don't know your books. How can I tell you what I want from you? Open your books to me and then I'll tell you what I think you should give me. So you're right, it's the same, yeah. If a Kosh Baruch will open up his books to me, then I'll be able to tell him, you know, then I can say to him, look, I don't think this guy, this guy shouldn't be sick. I think you made a mistake. But as long as I have access to the books, how can I say this guy shouldn't be sick? So how can I dump him to get well? I mean, it sounds like a ludicrous question, but if you really believe in the Anim Amin, so then what am I dumping for the other guy for? Understand, there's a rule in the world, if I want to eat, I've got to ask Hashem for food. Okay, that's a rule in the world. What about Petochen? Petochen is if you ask, you'll get, or you aren't get, and that's also good for you. But what about to someone else? What about to someone else? Yeah. So we'll deal with that. There's a famous Chazanish. The Chazanish says because he isn't someone else.
He
isn't someone else. Chazanish, the Chazanish says it's Ish Echot. The halachic question: How can you be Yoytzi Kriyas Megillah with a Balkoyer's Kriya? Because it says you have to be Makan Mitzvah Kriya Samagila. You can claim the Shmir aspect of it, Shemaya Kohenah. But where's the Kriya? You're not doing a Maisa. You're going to be Yotzi Shmir Kohenah, same as Kiddush. How are you Yotzi Kiddush Ala Kois? So the Kiddush aspect, I understand, Shemaya Kohenah, but where's your Kois? There's a big shine in Abba Koises in Psachim, where do you get the Abba Koises from? The Chazanish is a very different thing. It's Kalisol's one ish. So he's Kriya, he's Maisa Kriya, you're Maisa. So you doing the Kriya, how? Well, he's you. And the Shema Koina.